This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is... Let me look. It's Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. Day before.
Oh, hell, look at you on the bell.
The day before.
A little nuts?
Slightly.
No, it is. It's the day before.
Yeah, it is. It is the day before, man.
Today, we're looking at times of rain showers. Mostly cloudy, though. Hitting a high of 58 today right now, cloudy and 46.
It's the Eva.
Eva Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving Eva.
Did you see what I did to troubleshoot my internet connection?
I saw you down there on your knees.
I pulled a cord out and put it back in, and that fixed it.
Oh, I didn't figure you was praying.
Generally, a reboot will usually fix...
You think so?
In most situations.
I just...
Civilizations, everything.
Yeah.
I literally jiggled a cord, and that fixed it. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says.
I don't know what it is about it, my TV remote, or not just mine, but...
Why are you taking to Walmart with me?
Well, sometimes when it's not working well, I'll take the back off, take the batteries out, rub them around a little bit on the coals, and then it works again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't rotate them?
Oh, it's the rub about it, the coals, yeah.
I just switch them.
I'll switch them out.
And usually that works, but, you know, Amazon Flicker, that'll last a while.
Oh, the Fire Stick?
Yeah, they're pretty good on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries.
Gosh, batteries?
Like I asked Santa Claus for a PlayStation TV remote, if that's a thing. I just want to be able to control my, because I use PlayStation for not PlayStation. That makes sense.
Yeah, you kind of like my Xbox
portal.
Is basically a HBO Max watching machine.
It's my portal to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh.
And
yeah.
It's just a pain in the ass to sit there with both. I like to control a TV with one hand.
Yeah, I got a Flicker. It's about that long.
Yeah. Oh.
Just PlayStation.
Yeah.
It was like $20.
Yeah. I got an app on the phone for the Xbox one that works.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll use it upstairs. That's my portal upstairs.
You working dual shock to change your programs with?
Yeah. Out in the garage, I got a Twitch that I use.
You got to hit the R2 bumper.
A Twitch. What the hell is a Twitch?
Nintendo makes the Switch. Twitch is the thing where you stream your video games on the internet.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And your watch parties and all kind of stuff. It's a streaming service.
Can we have one of those?
I mean, yeah.
It sounds excited. Get you a Nintendo so you can play Animal Road or whatever that game is.
Crossing.
I'm going to bring up that game. It's very sensitive to some. It's including old Gare from yesterday.
People have a lot of opinions on that game, like strongly held opinions on that game.
Yeah. What are they? Don't run. I mean, nobody was saying crap about frogs running over them back in the 80s.
No. It's people either really, really love it too much or really hate it too much.
Eat the fly. Eat it.
It's very polarizing.
Same thing with Paw Patrol. I found that out through my sister because my nephews are really, that's one of those things that's kind of odd. They've been pretty heavy into Paw Patrols now for like 3 years. Usually kids will get on one gimmick for like a season or two.
Yeah.
It's like, you still want SpongeBob for Christmas? No! No, I want Witches of Waverly Place.
I got to watch one of these FaceTime sessions with you and the Neffs. They just sit there because they want to be doing like anything else.
Boy, they love it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No,
I thought I thought the older one was kind of getting out of it now.
The older one, kind of. The other one, well, they have names. Let me do that because I have to remember. River and Sterling.
Yeah.
River, the older one. He had a birthday the other day. He's six. Yeah, he's you know, back to the iPad. But Sterling, I feel as though he could carry on the family name in broadcasting. Because he runs his mouth.
That's fun.
He just won't stop talking. That's like, there's a maybe a bright future.
I think I'd rather see Mary try to work the FaceTime.
Oh, no. It'd be chin time.
Yeah.
She'd have it down here.
Yeah.
Where am I looking at?
Yeah, usually you're right, though, because kids will be into something for a little bit. But if he's six, he's getting to that age where he'll start to grow out of it. Kind of like the little kid Ninja Turtle stuff. I started growing out of it probably when I was 7 or 8.
But he's growing out of it. Now he's a stand-up arcade game in his living room. He's growing out of it.
Well, I grew back into it. I didn't like it much when I was 9 or 10, but then I grew back into it.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's when the Turtle Wagon was coming out and all the good stuff.
No, I wasn't that old, man. Turtle Wagon was already out when I was younger.
I came out when you were 9 and a half. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's my son.
I got mine at Roses.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ever do any promos with like Pizza Hut or anybody? Because they should have.
They did a lot of stuff back when that's all that happened. You know, there was always tie-ins and crossovers and promotions with everything that was popular.
I think pizza would be right in the...
I don't remember who they did pizza stuff with, but it seems like they did pizza stuff with somebody or multiple people at different times.
Domino's, maybe.
Maybe, maybe.
The Noid?
Could have been. The Noid could have been Master Shredder. Master Splinter.
Yeah,
Giant Shredder.
The Mutant Attack Van came out in 1988, Fat Van.
That was it was a different one. This one was yellow.
Yeah.
Turtle Pies, that's what I was thinking of.
Turtle Pies.
I remember those too.
Oh, they're green, man. Why is green?
I don't know. I don't know why ooze is still a thing and all that.
Did you ever have a turtle pie, Matt? It was like one of those fried apple pie things.
Yeah.
But it was green and it had vanilla pudding in it.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was weird. I used to eat the hell out of
it. Was that something you ate for fun, or is that like a Bean Boozled thing where it's like, ew?
No, it was awesome because it's a turtle pie. It's like what turtles eat.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a vanilla pudding power flavored.
That's what it was.
Vanilla pudding powered.
Yeah, vanilla pudding power.
Ugh.
They bought everything Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, man. I mean, when I was a kid, I wanted all the Ninja Turtle stuff.
That was, that's where the age gap shows, I think, with us. Because I was, I don't know what year would that have been.
I think the Turtles 92? Surged to popularity in the late 80s because the Turtle Wagon came out in 88. I think they surged to popularity in North America probably around 87, 88.
Well, I was in eighth grade.
And they probably didn't peak till 90 or 91 in popularity when the movies were coming out and stuff. So, yeah, you would have been older, too old to care about that.
Yeah, I was into real stuff like Batman.
You had better things to do by then.
That's right. I had found various magazines on the sides of the roads.
Yes.
Found some acid.
Matthew's getting active. Him and his buddy going walking on all these side roads.
I was pantomiming someone pleasuring himself when I said Matt had better things to do.
I could hear your watch shaking.
I'm not wearing one. That's weird.
Oh, what was that?
Matthew and them group of boys go walking down the road. They're going to be handsome in a couple months.
She thinks that I started Adopt a Highway. It's because we would go look for old porn that truckers would throw out. Well, I don't know why I associate truckers. It could have been moms in minivans.
Probably.
Shucking them out the windows.
Whoever.
I'm done with this gallery.
Yeah. Some dude on his way home from, he'd been out of town working somewhere or something. And he had him a magazine. He remembered and he had to throw it out the window.
Did you ever, I probably have shared this before, but I'm trying to think of that timeline in my life. Did you ever dress up as a character to go to an event? Almost like, okay, so it's like Comic-Con stuff. Did you ever do that?
No, I would have as a kid, but, you know, my mom wouldn't have really been one to facilitate that, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had, well, you know, Mary in the Mr. T outfits and stuff. She would go. But still, that was about her. Because, I mean, people would look at the kid with the costume, and they didn't think that little Matthew went in there and made that Mr. T skull cap.
Yeah.
They know she made it, and, you know, it was a little thing for her.
The closest I ever came to that is when I used to have my little kid fire suits, and I remember just, like, hanging out at daycare wearing a fire suit, dressed like a race car driver. At that daycare over there on Easley Bridge Road near St. Francis.
Well, so me and my friend... I'd like to check in with this dude. I haven't talked to him in a few years. His name was Jason Bright. If anybody knows him, let me know. Tell him I said hey. And we were both into Batman, and this was right before the big movie came out. So when we went to the premiere at the Bijou, I miss it. It's a Lidle now, or Little. How do you say it?
Lidle.
They need to do like Lynyrd Skynyrd did on their album. Pronounce Lynyrd Skynyrd. Little.
Are you...
So that used to be the Bijou, but
Lidl.
So it was decided that we would go, and I was going to be the Joker, and he was going to be Batman, because he had been Batman previous Halloween.
You should have been Penguin.
Well, his cowl didn't fit because you're growing, going through the pubes and stuff and puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, long story short, him and his mom come by to pick me up, and he's also dressed as a Joker. So we're both heavyset Jokers going to the thing.
Good band name.
And
heavyset Jokers.
I remember my mama took a picture of us standing. This is such a weird story.
Hey,
mama.
Let's say of our new show on True TV.
What?
Heavyset Jokers.
Oh, heavyset Jokers. Well, my mom had me and Jason, Joker, stand in front of the hearth fireplace, the hearth of it. Which is where I would always stand with, like, from a prom date or any of them little dates.
Any sort of post photography in the home.
So it's weird. You get the, I got to find that picture. But I remember some of my friends later would kind of bust my balls about that, you know, saying, not that we were like a thing or whatever, but just like, how do you dress up to go see a movie? And I remember that, I can't remember his name, but the center for the 49ers at the time. I remember reading in a Beckett baseball card or football card, I guess, monthly, that he was a center, and he also collected cartoon animation.
Wasn't Golic, was it? Mike?
I don't think so.
Not Bob, I mean Bob.
I can't remember. But anyway, he collected...
Jesse Sapolu?
No.
He's the center.
That's the guy that made the beer.
Not now.
Damn. No, he was the center in 89.
Okay, well... I hate that Google's invented sometimes. It messes up my memory. But regardless, I remember reading that this football player collected cartoon animation art. And then I remembered thinking...
Must have been Randy Cross.
Hey, I'm going to be playing football next year.
Hell yeah.
I can just always put that on, you know, that'd be like a little fun little thing. Well, me and my friend dressed up as Batman 1 year, or the Joker.
You know, you talk about dressing up. I'm going to see if this applies to you. Because I had a buddy whose dad was a preacher. And when they went out for Halloween, they could only dress up as Bible characters.
Oh, no.
But they could not be Jesus. Like, that's one you could not be.
You can't do it, yeah.
Well, everything else, though.
Kind of like, you know, like a lot of people in Mexico, for example, are named Jesus. But here you don't do that.
You don't do that. Mm-hmm.
There's no white dudes running around named Jesus.
Nope.
That's odd. I do have a cousin named Golgotha.
Yeah.
You got a cousin named Sinaloa?
It was a basketball player, God Sham God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His first name was God.
Yeah. But anyway, I remember reading that, and it made me feel better about being...
Heavyset Joker?
Like that. The heavyset Joker.
What, being kind of nerdy?
Nerdy, but about movies and like cartoony stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that was the time when the whole... America bombs, beer, and boobs was just crazy. Everybody had credit. Everybody, it was just free will, free living. Have at it.
Everybody was using their credit to buy bombs and beer and boobs.
Yeah. That's all we were buying. Yeah. It's one-stop shopping.
Yeah. Then you come to find out later on that a bunch of those big linemen are into like Dungeons and Dragons and full-on nerdery.
Oh, yeah. I saw a wrestler. I forget who now. I have an awful memory.
They're all nerds now.
One of them had a PSA 10 Charizard.
Oh, it was Pokemon. Tyler Breeze. Yeah.
Mm, gorgeous.
Yeah. Mm, gorgeous, yeah.
And it's like, man, that's like an $8,000 card, and it's a Pokemon.
You got a Charmander, too, and a Snorlax.
Charizard.
Yeah. Yeah, and a Shin Guard, too. man, I want to hit Pizza Hut again from back when. Yeah, I remember. I'm fat. But
no, I didn't say that. I was giving you credit with the laugh that you circled back to what we were talking about.
See, I remember these, man. This is one of my favorite childhood items, one of my favorite childhood things. Not sit-down pack, man. Not the salad bar with all the kale that nobody ate on it because it was just there to make it look nice. Not even the Book It program and personal pan pizzas. But those awesome, super cool, street ball-looking basketballs you could get from Pizza Hut for the Final Four every year.
Oh, the
in
tiny
the 90s.
Palm.
They were full size.
Oh, I never got to
those. Yeah, these were full size, and they were badass, too. Like, the designs on them, they weren't just a regular basketball. They were badass basketballs.
I went and test drove a car to get one of those one time.
What, a basketball?
It was the Duke. Now, it was when...
91, 92.
Was it Abdunabi?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a car lot here in town that was giving those away. You go, oh my God, I think that's it. Really.
That's cool as hell. That's the Pizza Hut ball.
Well, that was not the Pizza Hut one.
Well, I mean, somebody else might have had them, too.
Sure, yeah. They probably just got, hey, we have all these basketballs. You give away pizzas and test drives.
Yeah, they were just cool, though, man. They're the coolest basketballs ever, and Pizza Hut had them.
They were so like, cool that you didn't want to play with them because you were like, hey, this will be worth something one day.
We played with them. But the thing is, why did pizza place have basketballs to sell to fat people?
Yeah.
You know, Blockbuster had a cool basketball if you went to their basketball camp.
I never knew about that.
What?
Yeah.
Blockbuster had a basketball camp.
Yeah. I don't know if it was just a local Blockbuster thing or what. We went for a couple years at Easley, and they gave you a cool basketball.
I took driver's ed at Pig Flick.
Movies. Let's see if I can find a picture of it.
The old movies over on off of... East North Street now is a wash it laundry.
Yeah, it was a movie gallery. Then it changed.
Yeah,
it's weird.
What is the Blockbuster in Berea? A thrift store, or a dollar store, or something?
I don't know, but Hamrick's is a storage unit.
Yeah,
like that's so weird.
It is.
The old Hamrick's in Berea has it's a storage unit now, and I'm like, my grandma would just die right now. Well, she's dead already. But
I'm
still
gonna blow your mind now. Think about how many people are storing stuff in there that they bought at Hammer's.
Oh, my God. You imagine? There's, like, in the future when they bring back auction hunters or whatever, they're going to go in there and they're going, guys, I just found a pallet full of Agner jackets back here. They're all new old stock. You got to come check these out.
Yeah.
That's all we get in Clemson storage units. They just put two new ones up.
I thought you meant Agner jackets. The storage units are popping up everywhere. And. Yeah. Man, I don't see how it's practical to store stuff.
Why can't you live in them?
Like, it's pricey. They're pretty. I mean, they're not cheap to have. They're not super expensive, but it's a pretty decent sized bill to have a storage unit.
They're in demand. I live near one that's kind of broken down. It's packed.
Yeah, they're always packed. Yeah.
Mine's full. I'm thinking about subleasing it out.
You should.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You should.
I have some space.
Put somebody else's junk in there.
Yeah.
We put my junk in there.
Maybe Cocaine Stepdaughter. I'll rent it out to him for the weekend.
I mean, do you
Airbnb,
have any,
my storage unit.
Do you have any plans for your storage unit to get the stuff
to get
out
rid
of
it?
So you just, I mean, and this is what we do with storage unit. I've had one in the past myself. We just pay rent on something
that we don't really need
to avoid throwing away stuff we're going to throw away anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know what's weird about where I go is that they have a dumpster outside with a lock on it. So you think about that for a minute. And I've went by there several times, and I think the psychology behind that, like, oh, they're trying to keep the dumpster divers out. No. If the dumpster was open by the door, eventually you'd take a piece or two out of there, get the hell rid of it, and then not need the unit anymore.
Yeah.
I'm in storage jail.
Yeah.
And I need to get out of storage jail free card.
Sell you stuff.
PSA 10. Jim Mint.
Yeah. Man,
pizza.
It's a racket. It is a racket. It isn't really a racket. It's a racket people do to themselves. A lot most of the time, I think.
Yeah. Could be right.
Yeah, and some of them are really nice. Like one, I saw one the other day. It looked like a Carvana.
Oh, man.
It was a storage unit.
There's one up the way over yonder.
With neon and glass and all?
That advertises like a wine cellar. You can have storage in a wine cellar, store your wine in a proper wine cellar.
Oh, in case doomsday?
I mean, just to have a proper wine cellar to put it in because most homes don't have one.
Yeah, but if you're that hoity-toity in the wine,
Got your own humidifier or whatever.
I was trying to think of the name. It's like a humidor for your wine.
Maybe you got, I don't know. What is that called?
You have all the answers.
I don't drink wine. Ask the CEO of Intercom Greenville.
Yeah, I don't drink it either.
What's that thing called you put your wine in to refrigerate it?
I drink wine that's made of muscadine. I found this
on the web. Wine chiller.
Wine chiller.
Wine chiller.
Yeah, if I drink wine, it's made like muscadines or something. That's about it.
Yeah, homemade wine.
Oh, yeah. If I drink one, it's a Dupplin.
Yeah. I like some strawberry wine and shave my legs.
You know what's funny? People get
Dina
so
Carter.
When you say Dupplin, people get so mad.
Me?
No, not you.
What's Dupplin?
I said Dupplin. Dupplin wine. I guess it's Duplin.
Oh.
They make North Carolina like muscadine wines and stuff. But if you call it Dupplin, people get bent about it.
What was it, the thing yesterday? I don't want to give away in case the boy hasn't seen it yet. But the wine, how was the pronunciation of the wine?
Oh, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon. Yeah. Cabernet Sauvignon.
God, man.
Cabernet Sauvignon, yeah.
I don't miss musky dimes.
You have the like network anymore?
When you pop them. Nah, man, okay. I had to cut back. It was awful. Nothing on it.
Well.
Some good stuff.
We get a Russian pass.
Have you ever been up to... Biltmore House and done the wine tastings and stuff.
I can't afford that either.
Well, would you go to Death Valley Vineyards? I'm not talking about Clemson. I'm talking about the home of Undertaker Wine. Oh, yeah.
What?
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Never retires. They should put that on it.
Never retires.
Yeah, he's retired now.
He ain't retired. Come on, really?
He's laid the hat down in the ring before.
He'll get worked.
He's retired.
He's gonna get,
Kane quit shaving his chest. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, he's like, man, I don't want to shave my chest anymore.
But I shaved my chest for this.
I'm not shaving my chest for one appearance.
Oh, God.
I'm itching for 5 days.
Look at the time.
I know.
Mayor Kane.
So I did the weather. I'll tell you that we're going to do a whole bunch of phone calls today because just to be very transparent and to shoot, brother, we're not here tomorrow. So we got to get it all in. Any kind of Thanksgiving stuff, we got to get it all in because... It's just like anything else. Once it's gone, nobody wants to talk about it anymore. We move on to the next one, on to the next one.
Yep.
We got to start our Christmas content here for a week and a half.
We do.
We'd like you to call us at any point, 1-800-774-0093. Oh, yeah. Today, Brutally Honest Music Review. A band from Simpsonville taking on a band from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, man, we got some foreigners.
I want to find out how they heard about it. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's good.
You can also text us 72341. That's the CVM text line with your data and standard text rates applying.
And you go on to social media with us. We're on Facebook. That's facebook.com/RiseGuys or search for The Rise Guys. At The Rise Guys on Twitter. At The Rise Guys on Instagram, too.
Hell yeah. What are you working on the Plex, Jimmy?
Oh, man. It's another sad thing about 2020. It's taken another name from us. Another famous guy.
Oh.
Away. Yeah.
What would he be best known for?
He's a musician.
Okay.
So close to the end.
Oh. Of the year, I see.
Just can't pull through.
Okay. No. I don't know about this. I'll find out. I'm looking at my screen. The only thing there is Rob Inario. Is he still with us?
Yeah, he's still fine, as far as I know.
All right. We'll find out who dead next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Like this right here.
Nine.
Come go with us.
Paige.
Playing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Sorry, folks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Welcome to the Plex.
Hello.
We're going to go on a journey right now. We're going to have some sad news followed by some happy nostalgia and then some happy news.
Okay.
That's generally the plan. Man, 90s country star Hal Ketchum, he died Monday due to complications from Alzheimer's and dementia. He was 67 years old.
Damn.
Yeah. He's famous for, Small Town Saturday Night was by far his biggest hit and a damn good song.
It is.
But yeah, he.
It's kind of. I mean, it's a nice song, but it's like, oh, if that keeps you happy in life, so be it. But God, it's such a depressing song.
The Small Town Saturday Night.
Yeah.
But the way he romanticizes it in the song makes it seem like so much more fun than it is when you actually do it.
Because he's dealing with his plight in life and making the best of it.
Yeah, it's a great song for all these reasons we're discussing. It's such a good song.
Yes.
Yeah, his wife announced back in April that he had Alzheimer's and was retiring, so whatever was going on with him seemed to be fast-moving, aggressive.
Oh, man.
He had 11 top 30 hits in the 90s, most known for Small Town Saturday Night, but also Past the Point of Rescue and Hearts Are Gonna Roll. He put out 11 albums. He was a member of the Grand Ole Opry. But
that's not saying much now.
Everybody is.
Yeah, everybody gets it.
Then his career slowed down in the late 90s. He suffered through a series of health issues. He had a spinal condition called acute transverse myelitis, which caused temporary paralysis on his left side, and he had to relearn how to play guitar.
Fat boy has acute angina. I've seen it.
Oh, I got to check on Clay Walker, man. He's got like MS.
Oh, yeah.
Check on Clay, man. Check on Clay.
I wonder if Diffie was waiting for him at the top of the stairs.
Maybe.
I hope it's not stairs. I hope it's an escalator.
You think did they have beef, Diffie and Hal Ketchum?
No. I mean, because he's like...
I thought he was waiting to fight him.
Waiting for someone like him.
Oh, yeah, know? Okay.
Someone like him. I mean, I can't think of any other country music people that have passed away. I like to think that people in the same industries wait for each other when they get in heaven.
Well, there's been a bunch, you know, like Billy Joe Shavers and all kind of guys. John Prine and W.S. Holland from the Tennessee Three died a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Clay's booked into next year. He's all right as of now.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
That MS, man, sneak up on you. I hear. I never had it. So.
No.
Lock on wood.
Hello?
Well,
rest in peace.
Celebrate the life and times of Hal Ketchum by listening to this song a lot the next few days. Now we can talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, because it's tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
And in the South, there's no G. It's Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
We can talk about turkeys and something that was invented because of Thanksgiving, something you probably didn't know about when Thanksgiving is.
What are giblets?
And something about the day after Thanksgiving that you didn't know. I got all that right now.
Okay.
So let's get started.
Let's go.
We eat 45 million Thanksgiving turkeys in America. That's about 720 million pounds of turkey in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is... round about 2 pounds a piece. Round about 2 pounds per person on Thanksgiving Day. Think about that. But then there's all the leftover turkey. But yeah, the 720 million pounds, I mean, there's, what, 320 million people, 330 million people?
If you say so.
So we're eating over two pounds each.
I didn't see the census yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah. But 2 pounds of turkey is a lot in
That's
one day.
That's a lot. That's
a lot of bird in one day.
Yeah.
TV dinners were invented because of Thanksgiving. Did anybody know this?
Yes.
You know a lot of stuff like that, Matt.
They had all the leftovers, and they just said, how do we get rid of all this stuff? So we're going to freeze it and make it into TV dinners.
Yep. Swanson invented the TV dinner because they had over 260 tons of leftover turkey after Thanksgiving.
Isn't that crazy? It's like, that's where the whole chicken salad at a chicken blank comes from.
It is, man. That's what Swanson did to make money off the leftovers that would have been thrown away.
Swanson.
Then Thanksgiving was moved in 1939 to 1940.
What happened in 39?
FDR moved Thanksgiving a week earlier to try to stretch out the Christmas shopping season at the end of the Great Depression. People did not like the change. Get this, people don't like change ever. And it was moved back to normal in 1941. But for 2 years, it would have been last Thursday instead of tomorrow. Yeah. Would have been the third Thursday, not the fourth.
I mean, that's I get the mindset behind it, but that's like, that's like you're changing tradition for money.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like, yeah, no crap. That's what happens.
Society.
You know, June to December.
Yeah.
But I never thought about that before. Or I never knew that, should I say. Should I? Should I say that?
I never knew that.
The frozen the TV dinner, but not that. Though.
I had no idea that Thanksgiving was moved in 1939 and 40. I wasn't around then. And
no.
The old people who were that I grew up around, they never mentioned it. They didn't talk about it. I guess they forgot. Or didn't care.
Yeah. I'm just in here thinking that other than sandwiches, I do not eat turkey the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so weird, right?
Man, I love some turkey. I eat turkey here and there.
I do too, but I just, it's like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Like if I go to a restaurant and they have roasted turkey breast, I'm like, uh-uh, give me the Philly.
Yeah.
And the French dip.
Yeah.
Give me the surf and turf. Heavy on the turf, please.
Can you imagine if they tried to move Thanksgiving now, the mess that would be? People would be so, they'd be protesting, there'd be riots about it, and there'd be people threatening civil wars over it.
Well, that, you know, anything. But.
It had its own hashtags.
Yeah. You know, the whole Black Friday thing is, like I heard one of our great sponsors saying they're opening, day after Thanksgiving at 6 a.m., and I'm like, Man, like Black Friday was like 3 weeks ago. It's Black Month. It's the sales have started.
The giant retailers have already been on it. I think you'll see more of the, and I'm not opposed to this, but I think you'll see more of the smaller scale businesses benefiting from this coming Friday.
Yes.
Seems like to me, because all the giant retailers have been staggering Black Friday because ultimately they realize that we can do this and make more money overall because we're going to get people across multiple paychecks.
Well, yeah. Yeah. We get one Friday, right?
Yeah. Thing on that.
Perfect
as well.
Timing. Will it be in by 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
All right.
And you know, Friday isn't just Black Friday, it has another color, too. Friday is also Brown Friday. The day after Thanksgiving is known as Brown Friday. Any idea why?
Because the turkeys are brown.
No.
Did it have to do with the parade?
Mm-mm. No. It's because it's the busiest day of the year for plumbers. Household plumbing calls go through the roof. Plumbers make bank on Brown Friday.
You know, that's so funny because you never associate that. But, like, why isn't it yellow?
I don't know.
I mean, more people go number one than they go number two.
Yeah, but number one don't cause the problems. Number two does.
Oh, that's when you call a painter. You're right.
And you know what? You know what? The thing is, y'all. Yeah, I see what y'all eat on Thanksgiving. You got all them carbs and all that protein. You ain't got no fiber on there. You ain't got no leafy greens. You're not eating any vegetables.
Ain't got no.
A little bit of green bean casserole don't count. If you won't have to call the plumber if you eat some vegetables, some greens and stuff.
I did, man, that's, did the plumbers finally decide at the annual meeting to release this to the general? How do we just find, we've been doing this damn job for 18 years, one of these fun little facts would have popped up before.
Brown Friday, man.
I've never heard that in my life.
Household plumbing calls at a higher volume than any other day of the year.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're a household plumber, you make mad money on Brown Friday. As much as you can get going to calls.
Yeah.
Most of them are probably pretty easy, but a lot of it has to do, too, with, I think, just the volume of people in your house at one time. More people coming in and out.
Oh, yeah.
And more people going.
Well, you know what's funny is that I saw this yesterday in my neighborhood. My neighbor, the one that lost a little bit of his roof. I mean, I'm not laughing at that.
You just did laugh at it.
Well,
you
the way I said it was silly to me. He lost a little bit of his roof, but you know, that big storm several weeks ago.
And, don't tell him you laughed at it.
There's been three trucks working there like almost every day. Well, yesterday there's a port-a-john sitting in the corner of his yard now. It just looks ridiculous, but I get it. I stopped in this morning.
You got
to
use it.
I was thinking about it. I was like, I see one point of this. A, you don't want, because there's three trucks here every day, so it's probably about five dudes. You don't want them going in and out of your house dumping and peeing and things or tracking in mud or whatever.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, to me, it looks like, you know, you're like, you're one of the workers. You stay out here and pee. You know what I mean? It just struck me as kind of odd. First off, I thought it was part of a Christmas decoration.
Oh, blankers full?
I didn't know what it was. Really? I was expecting it.
Yeah, it seems like it would be a fast enough fix. You probably wouldn't need a port-a-john. But if it's multiple days, it makes sense to have one.
What?
I mean, you know how them dudes are. They're going to track a bunch of mud in your house. A lot of them.
Yeah.
Not all of y'all, but
the
some of
y'all. The bathroom as well. It happens.
You know, I've had plenty of people work on my house and track all kind of damn mud in there.
Yeah.
You know who the worst offenders have been is cable guys over the years tracking mud in my house.
Yeah.
They're supposed to wear little booties on
their feet. I know, man. Little hairnets on their feet.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's some Thanksgiving news. I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique.
That's fun. That was fun to talk about. Because it was food-oriented, too. That was good. Yeah, I liked it.
Thank you.
You
was American.
Fatboy, what's up in the sports hole?
Dabo Swinney has an exchange with a couple of reporters that we're going to play for you. Getting a little heated. Dabo's still a little heated.
I saw all the memes of the Seminole Native American peeking through the blinds to see if it was okay to come outside. That was cute. All right, we'll talk about Dabo. Listen up, Tiger fans. So Rise Guys. More.
Get out! Here's Matt Manine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks. 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
Got a funny exchange here. Dabo Swinney going back and forth with a couple of reporters. And, you know, the first reporter you're going to hear from, I guess, kind of shows you the state of the media. And you'll see how Dabo responds to it. But, you know, this is still... talking about Florida State, there's still an issue.
You talking about the state of the media where they don't know their place?
Pretty much, yeah. That, and they don't know how to not ask the same question over and over.
I think I'm basing a lot of that off the Trump stuff, where like I've never in my life seen reporters talk back to a figurehead. President. I mean, anybody of any great note. They're very sassy, them reporters.
I don't know.
Wood flipped me off in traffic yesterday. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I mean, kind of have to be, right? Or are you supposed to be?
If you want an answer to your question, or you want to have maybe a second question, or
if you know somebody not telling you the truth or the whole truth.
Yeah.
I don't know how they train them these days, but I guess they tell them to ask the same question until you get a different answer. But it's not going to happen.
Mm.
Here's a couple different reporters talking to Dabo.
It's one thing not to agree. You've alleged that you basically said they wanted to forfeit the game. Could you go?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say they wanted to forfeit the game. Y'all don't listen. I didn't say they wanted to forfeit the game. I said it should be a forfeit. I didn't say they wanted to forfeit the game. Big difference.
Probably a little tired of the back and forth this between you and Coach Norvell, but I was just wondering if you had any reaction to his comments from yesterday. I think he said that football coaches are not doctors. Just wonder if you had any reaction to that.
I mean, we're not doctors. I'm not trying to be a doctor. I just listen to the doctors. You know, listen, I'm not really worried much about what they say down there in Tallahassee, that's for sure. You know, I've been in this league 18 years. I've been the head coach here 12. All right. You know, they've had three head coaches in 4 years. So decisions that they make, you know, I'm not going to worry about advice from Tallahassee.
I think a good football coach needs to have a little attitude like that.
Yeah, Urban Meyer did. It showed in his recruiting too, but, you know.
He got to the point where Dabo just seemed too nice. Just too nice.
He certainly isn't as nice as he appears.
He was laying into him.
He's a football coach.
But the question was stupid. You said yesterday that football coaches are not doctors. Your thoughts? Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
What's the question? Dip blank.
They're so robotic, man. They don't know how to be creative with that job. Like when you get better responses out of these players and coaches if you're not
Robot-y?
Yeah, monotonous about it. Like, mix it up, be funny.
It's like this guy's cowering, asking his coach, "Are you okay talking about this?"
They did get a good response out of Dabo, what the guy did. Yeah, good response.
They weren't trying to.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of like elbowing the guy while he gave the answer.
I'll tell you what, nationally, people are down on Dabo right now.
Yeah, they are, man, because they're saying, look.
He keeps doing kind of dick things.
Well, they're saying if, you know, we got protocols. If players were not, if they didn't feel safe to play, why is it an issue? Why are they not playing?
Right.
I don't see how they can supersede the conference if there's rules in place. Like, how can they decide?
Bobby Bowden would have brought those players to the stadium. He wouldn't have cared.
Dadgummit, we're going to play.
He would have went to jail for that game.
I mean, how do you supersede the conference if you, even if you're a medical doctor, there's rules in place.
The university can decide not to play for a medical reason, I'm sure, without conference. I mean, without an override of the conference on that, because being a medical thing. I'm pretty sure that, any individual players who didn't feel comfortable playing for their own safety in this current climate, they probably could get away with it.
Clemson shouldn't play the game. I mean, they're most likely not going to need it since they beat Miami.
Yeah.
But look at the Ravens and the Steelers. As of now, the game's still on.
Yeah.
But the Ravens going to be missing a whole lot of guys.
What's the Ravens' record?
The 6-4, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they lost Sunday.
Yeah, they need this game, but they're going to be without some guys. But the NFL's like, the hell with it. You got 53 dudes, suit them up, and let's go. Call up some practice squad guys. The NFL wants to get a season in, man. They want to play. But as of now, it's still going to happen tomorrow night.
My daddy's uncle loved the Steelers. I wish he would have loved this.
They good, man.
Yeah, they are.
I'm telling you, man. The defense, they looking good, real good.
Real, real good.
Roethlisberger, arm, we're going to throw 3,000 yards this fall. Returning a lot of starters, looking good.
I told my great uncle that I met Terry Bradshaw and he was a dickhead, and he got pissed at me for even saying that. No, I'm serious. He was a dick. He was a jerk.
Why are you telling me that?
You just mad. You're a Colts fan. That's why you say that.
He was a heavyset joker, too, I remember.
I had to be one of his pallbearers. He was a heavyset.
Wearing your Colts jacket, and he got mad at you.
No, it was the Seahawks jacket. Same colors, Matthew.
You like Steve Largen. You get out of here.
So
real
so
quick,
weird.
The college football playoff came out. Alabama's number one. Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, top four. Ohio State's probably the best team of those four. I mean, they score a lot of points.
Quite possibly they might be.
If we get to a playoff, we'll see. Don't know.
What? Just predict this. Ultimately, when this is all said and done, broken record, but everything sports-wise will have an asterisk, right? It won't necessarily count in the grand scheme of things.
I mean, people are always going to question it. College-wise, at least. NFL, it doesn't seem so.
Yeah, it'll be official. It'll be official record. I don't think it'll have an actual asterisk on it, but maybe a figurative one.
They won't get to go to Disney World.
Not yeah. immediately.
No.
Well, hell, it's open.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, we're done. All right, we'll take us a little break. We'll come back. We'll do some open phones. This will be your last chance. We won't be here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. If you need some last-minute Thanksgiving advice or anything, we'll be here for you.
Next thing you know, my Lord, 1-800-774-0093. Yeah, advice. I mean, I'm up for that.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
Upstate bankers, builders, and bartenders all agree the best way to start your day is with the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.